And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 24th of July, 2011. It's the birthday of Alexandre Dumas, born in Villers-Cotterêts, France, in 1802. Wrote melodramas that were wildly popular in his day, and then historical novels. He wrote The Three Musketeers and The Count of Monte Cristo. It's the birthday of Robert Graves, born Wimbledon, 1895. He was an officer on the Western Front in World War I, badly wounded, suffered the psychological effects of the war for several years to come, wrote a grim memoir of the war years, Goodbye to All That, came out in 1929, and it sold well enough that he was able to settle down on the island of Mallorca and devote himself to writing, which he did. Wrote more than 120 books, historical fiction like I, Claudius, The Golden Fleece about Hercules, his book The White Goddess, in which he argues for throwing off the patriarchal guards and relying on a divine female deity for inspiration. It's the birthday of Amelia Earhart, 1897, Atchison, Kansas. She was a tomboy, kept a scrapbook of newspaper clippings about women who'd made a go of it in male-dominated fields, saw her first airplane, county fair. She was 10 years old. She was a nurse's aide in World War I, went off to college, worked as a social worker, got her first flying lesson in 1921, bought her own plane 6 months later. She was a celebrity, a popular lecturer. She appeared in ads for luggage and Lucky Strike cigarettes. She inspired a whole new subset of women's fashion called active wear, as she became the first woman to fly solo across the Atlantic, and then the first pilot to fly solo across the Pacific. It's the birthday of Zelda Fitzgerald, born Zelda Sayer, 1900, Montgomery, Alabama. A wild young woman in a distinguished family. Her father was a judge. She met F. Scott Fitzgerald at a dance in 1918. They were both smitten. She wrote to him, "Don't you think I was made for you? I feel like you had me ordered and I was delivered to you to be worn. I want you to wear me like a watch chain or buttonhole bouquet to the world." They married in 1920, and by the end of the decade, Scott had descended into alcoholism and Zelda into madness. And it was on this day last year, over 80,000 people recorded their daily lives for a YouTube documentary called Life in a Day, which opens in theaters today. Here's a poem for today by Peter McCook, Toward Paris. My first time on the night train, I couldn't sleep. With expectation, the lucky shapes of houses wrapped in dream, trees slowed, then creaked to a stop. 4 a.m. under country stars. Lower the window, new air, a deserted dirt road, and a peasant pedaling away, a wand-like loaf in his hand. Taillight growing weak, red in the dark, as if his work was to bring fresh light to woods and fields. He did, keeping me there at that balanced blue hour, even later in the Saint-Chapelle, the blur of the Louvre and after. Toward Paris, a poem by Peter McCook, from The Sunken Lightship, published by Boa Editions Limited, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can find thousands of poems, videos, and podcasts in their online poetry archive at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Nick Vetter, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.